And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 10th of September, 2017. Birthday of poet Mary Oliver, Maple Heights, Ohio, 1935. Went to Ohio State and Vassar, dropped out, found work. Mary Oliver said, "I was very careful never to take an interesting job, not an interesting one. I took lots of jobs, but if you have an interesting job, you get interested in it." If her job started at 9 o'clock in the morning, she got up at 4:30 or 5 and wrote poems for a couple of hours. She published 5 books of poetry. Still, almost nobody had heard of her until 1983, when her book American Primitive won the Pulitzer Prize. Mary Oliver said, "I've always wanted to write poems and nothing else. There were times over the years when life was not easy, but if you're working a few hours a day and you've got a good book to read and you can go outside to the beach and dig for clams, you're okay." It's the birthday of the naturalist and science writer Stephen Jay Gould, New York City, 1941. Went to the Museum of Natural History in New York as a child and decided to become a paleontologist. He wrote a monthly column for Natural History magazine, columns that were collected in books like The Panda's Thumb and The Flamingo's Smile. Stephen Jay Gould, who liked to write about the messy randomness of evolution. He said, "Homo sapiens are a tiny twig on an improbable branch of a contingent limb on a fortunate tree." It's the birthday of Cyril Connolly, Whitley, England, 1903, editor, essayist, who described himself as a young man as dirty, inky, miserable, untidy, a coward at games, lazy at work, unpopular with my masters and superiors, anxious to curry favor and yet to bully whom I dared. He published one novel, The Rock Pool, and thought it was so bad he decided never to write fiction again. Instead, he wrote 2 books about the misery of not being able to write great books, The Enemies of Promise and The Unquiet Grave. And it's the birthday of Franz Werfel, born in Prague, 1890, poet, novelist, hid out from the Nazis in Lourdes in France, and promised himself that if he escaped, he would write a book about Saint Bernadette, which he did, Song of Bernadette, a bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, The Kingfisher. The kingfisher rises out of the black wave like a blue flower. In his beak he carries a silver leaf. I think this is the prettiest world, so long as you don't mind a little dying. How could there be a day in your whole life that doesn't have its splash of happiness? There are more fish than there are leaves on 1,000 trees. And anyway, the kingfisher wasn't born to think about it or anything else. When the waves snap shut over his blue head, the water remains water. Hunger is the only story he has ever heard in his life that he could believe. I don't say he's right, neither do I say he's wrong. Religiously, he swallows the silver leaf with its broken red river, and with a rough and easy cry I couldn't rouse out of my thoughtful body if my life depended on it, he swings back over the bright sea to do the same thing, to do it as I long to do something, anything, perfectly. The Kingfisher, a poem by Mary Oliver, from Devotions, published by Penguin Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.